We may have heard of cellulosic ethanol production, but cellulosic plants can be used to provide a variety of energy products. In a moment, we go to a facility working to offset the use of coal as an energy source. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. Steve Flick is one of the board members of Show Me Energy, a plant that takes cellulosic feedstock and turns it into pellets that can be burned for energy. It's a new concept in the U.S., but one that's been utilized in Europe.
Our model emulates similar to a German or a Norway model. However, we do have the land base, unlike the European countries, and we in turn also were very fortunate that we worked with a very smart engineer who was of German origin.
The co-op is sending part of its product to a local coal-fired plant to make it a greener facility.
Presently, the co-op has been sending 2 semi-loads a day to a local utility to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions at a local power plant in Kansas City area, and we plan to increase that hopefully in about 10 loads a day.
Initial tests at the energy plant have been promising.
We started off with a test burn at approximately about 3%, and then in turn we moved that on up now to 10% of their co-firing every day is being mixed with pellets. And what we're trying to understand as they are, this is the first time in the history of the United States that pellets and coal has been mixed at a utility, and see how that affects not only the production of electricity, but also the boilers and how it reacts to the product going in.
In most cases, Show Me Energy is using plants and byproducts that have little value for anything else.
We have several thousands of bales of what we consider biomass cellulose that has no feed value at all. That's straw. In fact, we even take ragweeds and some of the weeds like Johnson grass, and we grind them up. We understand the BTU value of what that plant works and how that amplifies itself to an energy model for farmers to utilize.
Flick is also excited that the co-op uses plants from marginal ground. Thus, they are not taking land out of production for crops like corn, beans, or wheat. Traveling the countryside in Centerview, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.